This episode of The Takeaway is supported by Stitcher Smart Radio. Now podcast listeners can access the latest episodes of The Takeaway and PRI's other shows while on the go without downloading or syncing with Stitcher Smart Radio. Thousands of popular podcasts and programs are available on demand. Stitcher instantly delivers new episodes of your favorite shows to your mobile phone without syncing or downloading. Stitcher Smart Radio can be found in the iPhone or Android app stores or at stitcher.com/takeaway.
The Iranians are coming. A spy plot foiled by the Justice Department. A Saudi diplomat, the target, Bullseye America on this Wednesday, October 12th. It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, spies. Good morning, everyone. Good morning, Celeste.
Good morning. Nice to be back.
Great to have you back. We're going to explore the details of the allegations, the details of the arrests. We're going to look at concrete signs of Iranian intentions here with David Sanger of the New York Times. We'll also check out the performances at last night's GOP debate in New Hampshire. And we'll speak with a designer about how innovations means finding ideas that are really out there. Here's what you're talking about.
This is Walter from Detroit, and I'd like to say that the leadership in Washington, who are dismissing the people who are protesting around the country as rebels without a cause, should think again. I was recently in Chicago, and I saw some of the people that were out expressing their views, and there were teachers, students with heavy student loans that can't find work, unemployed blue-collar workers. So there are many causes, and they're all coming together. So those people that dismiss them, I think they better think twice because they're not going to go away.
Now give us your cause at 8778-MY-TAKE, but we'll begin this morning with the top stories. U.S. authorities say they have foiled that elaborate plot that involved two men, including an Iranian-born American citizen living in Texas, who allegedly tried to hire a Mexican drug cartel to kill the Saudi ambassador to the U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder says the plot was funded by the Iranian government.
In addition to holding these individual conspirators accountable for their alleged role in this plot, the United States is committed to holding Iran accountable for its actions.
Iran denies the charges, but the allegations could help the U.S. make the case for tougher sanctions against Iran over its nuclear program. The White House reportedly plans to leverage the allegations into an escalated campaign to isolate Iran. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton says the U.S. will be meeting with other world leaders to deliver a message to Iran.
This kind of action, which violates international norms, must be ended.
President Obama's jobs plan is officially ended. It's dead on arrival on Capitol Hill. Senate Republicans blocked the $447 billion package in a vote last night. The president says the fight isn't over, though, and says Republicans who blocked the measure owe voters an explanation. The package will now be broken down into individual components and submitted separately. President Obama, the main target at the latest Republican presidential debate in New Hampshire last night, not unexpectedly. Mitt Romney and Texas Governor Rick Perry blamed the president for the weak economy. Herman Cain, who's been rising in the polls lately, got some criticism from his fellow candidates. Michelle Bachmann joked that if Cain's 999 economic plan were turned upside down, get it, voters would find the devil in the details.
Egypt has brokered a prisoner exchange between longtime enemies, Israel and Hamas. It's going to mean freedom for hundreds of Palestinian prisoners being held in Israel in exchange for the release of an Israeli soldier, Staff Sergeant Gilad Shalit. He was captured during a cross-border raid by Palestinian militants 5 years ago. A Shalit family friend spoke to our partner, the BBC, about the family's reaction to the announcement.
I would be lying if I said that I didn't wish it was sooner, because those 5 years were unbelievably hard. But the important thing is that there's only a few days left, and Gilad is going to be back home soon with us.
Israel's prime minister says Shalit will be home in the coming days. And a wave of car bombs across Baghdad has killed at least 22 people this morning. In one of the attacks, a suicide bomber reportedly drove a car filled with explosives into a police station.
Asian markets mostly up this morning. European indices are up. Futures are up as well for Wall Street. The Dow gets underway at 11,416. The S&P opens at 1,195. And the NASDAQ opens at 2,583. Coming up, more from last night's Republican debate. We'll have Anna Sale, reporter for It's a Free Country, the politics website for our co-producer WNYC Radio, with voter reaction to the debate. Is there a winner in this landmark deal that's emerging in Israel where thousands of Palestinian prisoners will be freed in exchange for an Israeli soldier? How does it affect the relations between Israel and Palestine and Egypt, for that matter? But first, we turn to Iran. Was there a plot? Are there spies in our midst? And are Saudi diplomats the target? We'll talk with David Sanger in just a moment. Give us a call at 877-8-MY-TAKE to join any of our conversations or post on our Facebook page with your thoughts.